There's a very crazy Gemara in Brachas, at least on the face of it. It tells us a very big yesod. Gemara says, Amar of Ami, G'dayla Deya Shenitna Bein Shtei Isis. Deya, which is Das, is great, because you find Deya in a pasuk between two Shem Hashems. Shenemar, ki kel Deya is Hashem. Kel, Hashem, in the middle, is Das. So Das is like a chasen kala getting married. And on the sides of the chasen or the kala, walking them down to the chuppah, you have two shushbinim, mother, father, or two fathers, two mothers. And in the middle, you have Das. On each side, you have a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Kodesh Baruch Hu walking Das down to the chuppah, right? Das is awesome because Hashem is on both sides of it. Okay. Then it gets more confusing. Amar Rav Elezer, Gadol Mikdash, Shenasan Bein Shtei Yesis. The word Mikdash, this week's Parsha, is also between two Shem Hashems. Shenemar, Po'alta Hashem, Mikdash Hashem, Kan Yodecha. So Mikdash is between Hashem and Hashem. So just like Das is between Hashem and Hashem, Mikdash is also between Hashem and Hashem. And Rebbe Lezer draws the conclusion, Kol Adam Shiesh by Deya, therefore, anybody who has Das, anybody who has Deya, Ki'ilu Nivne Beis HaMikdash B'yamav. It's as if the Beis HaMikdash was built in his days. Deya Nivne Bein Shtei Oisiyas, Mikdash Nasa Nitim Bein Shtei Oisiyas. So you have Mikdash between the two Shushbinim, and you have Das between the two Shushbinim, and therefore, clearly, anybody who has Das, it's Ki'ilu, the Beis HaMikdash was built in his lifetime. What's the connection between Das and Beis HaMikdash? And what does it mean that if you have Das, it's like the Beis HaMikdash was built in your life? And then the Gemara gets even more crazy. Maskev la Rav Acha. Rav Acha asks a kasha on this Omahalach. Ela me'ata, if you're going to tell me that there's some significance to words being sandwiched between two Shem Hashems, so then G'dayla Nekama Shenitna Bein Shtei Oisiyas. So then revenge is also great because it's between two Shem Hashems. I remember the Mashkiach years ago, he used to tell us that one of his lines he always told his kids was, his kids would get into fights like any other kids do. And one kid would bash the other one, and the other one would bash him back. And then it came after the second one, you say, you know, what are you doing? Why are you hitting your brother? He says, because he hit me first. So Mashkiach always used to say to him, okay, up until now, I just thought, you know, that you did not avera for hitting your brother. But now you're also over on Nekama. So Nekama is not a good thing. But Nekama is between two Shem Hashems. So what are you telling me? Mikdash is great. Das is great. Nekama is also between two Shem Hashems. Answers the Gemara. The Gemara says, yeah, you're right. Amalei in, it's true. B'milsa mi'a g'daylahi. For its thing, Nekama is great. So therefore, we have a three-way equation. Das is Beis HaMikdash. And if you have Das, the Beis HaMikdash was built in your days. And Nekama also fits into that. Revenge, b'milsa, is a great thing, and that also fits in with Das, and it fits in with Beis HaMikdash. What in the world does all that mean? Why is it that if you have Das, there's a Beis HaMikdash? And how does that fit in with Nekama? What are we talking about over here? What's the Gemara coming to tell us? The Gemara is telling us a very, very deep Yesod, and the Yesod comes out very clearly from a certain Mechilta in this week's parasha. Vayibishalach Paroi Yesa'am. Paroi sends off Klai Yisrael. V'loi nocham elekim derech eretz plishtim ki karev hu. Hashem doesn't send them derech eretz plishtim. Why? Because it's the short way. Ki omer elekim kim pen yinochem ha'am b'reisim elcham ha'vishavu mitzrayim. Because Hashem says that because it's short, so when they get into a fight, they're going to run back. Hi, what are you running back to Mitzrayim? we have an incredible capacity to go back to our comfort zone even when we know that it's no good for us. I saw an incredible study this week that took a bunch of people who were obese. They were like really, really fat, and they lost a lot of weight. And they asked them, now they're skinny, would you rather go back to being the way that you were before, 300 pounds or whatever, 250 pounds, however much it was, or lose a limb? Would you rather go back to the way that you were before or lose your eyesight? 92% said that they would rather lose a limb than go back to being the way they were before, and 87% said that they would rather lose their eyesight. What percent of people, after they lose weight, keep it off?
How does that add up?
LMI, we know that it's no good for us. We know that it's much less comfortable and it's much less healthy or whatever it is. What person goes back to his comfort zone? When you see Amalek coming running after you, you go back to Mitzrayim because you're used to it. Crazy fact. So he didn't take them Derech Eretz Plishtim. He took them out into the Midbar. Derech HaMidbar Yamsuf. They go and they take the Atzmas Yosef. The Amud Anon goes and leads them, so is the Amud Esh. And then after 3 days, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu turns them around and says, go back in the other direction. Daber al b'nei Yisrael v'yashuvu v'yachanu lifnei piachirois b'in migdol b'in ayam lifnei b'al tzfai nechoy sachnu al ayam. Why? So here's the pasuk. V'chizakti es lev paroi v'radach acharehim. I'm going to make Paro's heart strong, stubborn. He's going to go after you. And I'm going to become honored by Paro and all of his army. The Mechilta makes a diuk over here and says that there's a clause in the pasuk that does not belong. What should it say then? Mitzrayim will know that I'm Hashem. What do you need this clause over here, the kavda b'farei v'chol cheloi? There's a certain element of covet that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets because of the fact that Paroi runs after him. What exactly is the point over here? There's a powerful mechilta, which Rashi brings over here, and Lamaisa, that's going to be the answer to our question. The answer is to how Deya and Beis HaMikdash and Nekama really all end up being the same thing, and why that's such a massive yisaid in life. Now, I once upon a time had a very crazy neighbor. Crazy guy, with a geschmacka guy, lots of interesting days. I remember I was once sitting next to him at a chasana, and he was quoting Nitziv's all over the place. Brilliant guy. But quoting to me that Tziv held this and Tziv held this with this, political diversion and this, what's it called, and this deviant Deya, and then Tziv held this, and he had lots of Tzivs to prove it. The other thing he told me in the conversation was, we're talking about medical marijuana, and he was convinced that Chazal knew about medical marijuana, and they called it Richni. Richni is medical marijuana. And that people all over the place were using this Richni stuff because that was the best cure for everything. The third thing that he did was, which is really what I want to get to, is that he had a very interesting class that he gave in many seminaries in this country. And basically what his class was all about was that he went through different movies, different Hollywood movies or whatever. I don't know whether he actually showed them in the class or whether, they were movies that everybody had seen. And he went through the themes of all of the movies, and he demonstrated conclusively that the themes that go on in all of these movies were taken from Chazal, were taken from the Maral, were taken from the Leshem, were taken from the Zohar HaKadosh, and a very popular course, class, and many seminaries in Yerushalayim, you can imagine, right? I don't have to explain why. The truth of the matter is, though, is that in this last thing, he's definitely onto something. Why? I don't believe that Steven Spielberg sat down with a maral before, you know, before he wrote E.T. I don't think that that's exactly what happened. Most probably didn't learn the Leshem either, and he most probably wasn't really aware of Chazal. But one thing is true, is that the people who are there trying to sell you movies, they are very, very sharply attuned to basic human nature and basic human consciousness. And whatever you see in a film, whatever is going to sell, it clicks with what people think is fair, what people think is good, what people think that, you know, that's the way that it should be. You're never going to see a film in Hollywood where the bad guy absolutely wins and the good guy is left dead on the floor by the end of the movie. It's not going to sell. Because people have a sense that, you know, whatever, poetic justice, at the end of the day, the good guy has to come out on top. It has to make sense. It has to be even. We have a certain sense of justice that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us, and they know how to sell that in many, many, very, many, many different ways. They know how to hit that click. And Lemaisa, this point really is brought in the Mechilta, that's why Nekama is a big thing in its place. What's Deya? What is Das? The Marsha explains on that Gemara that there's really three levels. There's Chachma, which just means knowing raw information. There's Bina, which is understanding the information. And then there's Das, which is almost tantamount to Ruach HaKodesh. Das is when you take your information and your understanding and it clicks with your experience. You have a Shver Rajba and you're working on it very, very hard, and then all of a sudden, boom, it comes together, but it doesn't just come together that it fits mathematically in a way which is abstract. You see that it sings and it fits into real life. That's what Deya is. When people hear a truth, a sublime truth that they never thought of before, so people are very moved by it. You hear a great truth that you never realized was true before, some people get tears in their eyes, some people get goosebumps, but everybody is moved to almost a different realm. It's called a hashra'ah in this country, right? A hashra'ah. You're moved. That's what it means when a person who has Deya, so he has HaKadosh Baruch Hu between, on both sides of him, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is his Shushbinim. Gedoyla Deya, that is between two Shemus. What about Beis HaMikdash? Beis HaMikdash is Hashras HaShechina. When you touch the Makora Emes, when you touch HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who's the source of truth, you realize a great truth. So that's what Beis HaMikdash is. Beis HaMikdash means HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in front of you. A person who lives with Deya, it's ki'ilu, the Beis HaMikdash is built in his day. That doesn't mean that the Beis HaMikdash really came down. What it means is that in his mind, his appreciation of reality, he's living on a level that's almost with Ruach HaKodesh. In his brain, it's ki'ilu, the Beis HaMikdash was built. Because he has that hashra. He's in touch with reality, he's in touch with fairness, he's in touch with truth. But that still doesn't explain to us, how does Nekama fit into this? I had a great vart, a number of years ago. El Nekama is Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Kel, Kanoi V'Noikim. He's a jealous and vindictive God. That's not nice. Hashem is jealous, vindictive. Yeah. What's jealousy? Why do people get jealous? It's really all a mistake. But everybody realizes, right, in the U.S. Constitution, they say all men were created equal, which is not true. Not equal IQs. Not everybody is the same size. Not everybody is the same weight. Not everybody is able to sing as well as the other guy. But all men are created equal is true in the fact that everybody is given an equal opportunity to either be a good person or a bad person. And on that, we're all equal. And so therefore, people feel, if he got something that I didn't, or I got something that he didn't, there's an imbalance over here. It's not fair. And we're programmed that the click is that it has to be fair. So Ke'el Kanoi V'Noikeim basically says is that Hashem is a jealous God, that when something is imbalanced, if something is not fair, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to even the score. The world is going to be totally fair. And that's what Rashi says over here, quoting the Mechilta. That's what it means in the Pasuk when we say, V'ikavda v'fare v'chol cheloi. Zok Rashi, k'sha HaKadosh Baruch Hu misnakeim b'rishoyim shmoy misgadel u'miskabe. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes nekama on the Rishayim, when everybody realizes, you know, the bad guy is supposed to lose, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu shows that he does, he shows that the world is fair. People get exactly what they deserve. And that's a click. That's something that everybody appreciates should be. And just like a person realizes that he touched something great when he realizes a great truth, just like if a person is in Beis HaMikdash, or if he's learning with a Chavrusa, and he feels a Hashra, he feels a Shechina, he's living in a world of Deah, so too, if you're in a world where you get that same sense of poetic justice that everything is the way that it's supposed to be. Lamaisa, I remember when I was in high school, and it was a snow day. And the rule in the rule of Shari Torah in Muncie was is that snow days did not exist. So it could be, you know, whatever, 4 feet of snow out there on the ground. So you had to come to school. And so we did, you know. We came, we trudged through the school. And, you know, whatever, the Rosh Yeshiva was there. And one of my classmates said to him, you know, Rebbe, it's not fair. It's not fair that we're here in school, that we have to be in Yeshiva and everybody else is home. He said in his inimitable fashion, he said, Mr. So-and-so, life is not fair. It's true. You don't always understand why one guy is getting this and the other guy is getting that and the other guy's that. And that's why people get jealous, because they don't realize that it really is fair. Because I don't need what the other guy has and he doesn't need what I have. HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes everything in a way which is absolutely fair. Everybody gets exactly what they need. And on a very deep level, when a person sees poetic justice, when a person realizes a truth that he never realized before, that is called Deya. Deya is not just empirical. It doesn't just mean that you know facts. It doesn't even mean that you understand facts. It means that you experience emes. It's the experience of being in a yeshiva and learning Torah. And even if it's something that, you know, takes people to realize on a day-to-day level, but it's something that everybody experiences every once in a while when they break through, when they experience a truth. And Be'ezras Hashem, it should be something that we experience more and more regularly as we go along. Everybody should experience what we have in this Gemara, the crazy Gemara, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Shushbinim of Deya. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Shushbinim of Ashras Hashchina of Beis HaMikdash, and together with that is poetic justice that the world is supposed to be fair. Have a good Shabbos.